I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. State Senator Sam McCann of Plainview filed roughly 65,000 signatures in the race for governor as a third-party candidate. That is well over the required 25,000. McCann is running for the Conservative Party. He says he expects an objection, but will be on the ballot in November.
If the people of Illinois understood that the Democratic and Republican legislators are playing you for fools, they're taking your tax dollars, and they're basically padding their own pockets, this needs to change, and we're going to make sure it does.
McCann's place on the ballot is not final, as he could face a challenge to his petitions. McCann was elected as a Republican, but has been a regular critic of GOP Governor Bruce Rauner, and many observers think McCann will pull votes from the incumbent. McCann agrees a large portion of his votes, or rather voters, will be those who voted against Rauner in the primary, but he also says he expects to take votes from Democrat J.B. Pritzker. Meanwhile, the Libertarian Party filed a full slate of candidates with nearly doubled their required amount of signatures. Jack LaDriscoll has more on their candidate for governor, Cash Jackson.
Jackson is a retired Navy veteran. He wants to legalize recreational marijuana, doesn't want to see changes to gun laws in Illinois, and says he would repeal a law requiring public funding for abortions under Medicaid and state health insurance. But Jackson says his main goal is to reform family law, making moms and dads equal in court.
Any time that they reduce a parent down to a visitor to their children, that justifies the state putting in support orders, child support orders. And in Illinois, grotesquely inflated support orders.
Jackson has his own history with regards to child support. He briefly spent time in jail last year for not paying. He says he owed nearly $3,000 a month. He is still not up to date on payments. The Libertarian Party petitions could still face a challenge, so it's not yet certain the party will make it onto the ballot this fall. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
The EPA will move forward with a review of its limit on ground-level ozone, asking the public for input on whether the current standard protects public health and if it hurts the economy. The Obama administration tightened the ozone standard in 2015, citing health concerns. The Chamber of Commerce filed a lawsuit challenging the standard, calling it an unattainable mandate that will slow economic growth opportunities. The EPA routinely reevaluates its standards on a 5-year schedule. The public now has 60 days to comment. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Candidate petition filings from across southern Illinois include Bubba Harsey of DuQuoin, a Libertarian candidate for Attorney General, Thaddeus Freed of Salem on the Libertarian ticket in the 107th State House District, and Joe Robbie of Carbondale, a Green Party candidate in the 115th District House seat. Yesterday was the first day for those candidates to file for the November election. The American hammer throw record has switched hands again. Former Saluki Deanna Price reclaimed the mark to win the USATF Outdoor Championships over the weekend. Price's throw of 78.12 meters is the top throw in the world so far this year and the fourth longest ever. Speaking to reporters after the record-setting performance, Price credited weight loss with helping her excel.
Got up to about 265 pounds. That was probably my heaviest. And then last year, I was looking at, when Maggie Ewing, Anderson, looking at all these girls and that they're more compact form. And to me, I was like, hey, if I want to get better, I got to get same strength, smaller form. So I lost about 45 pounds and things have been connecting better.
Another Saluki alumna, Gwen Berry, finished second to Price this past weekend and set a record 77.78 meters back on June 8th at an event in Poland. We're going to see a cloudy sky today and a chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. I'm Jennifer Fuller.